The Secret of Prosperity. Says the wise man, there is that scattereth, and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The same lesson is taught in the New Testament by the Apostle Paul: he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God intended that Israel should be light-bearers to all the earth. The Lord has ordained that the diffusion of light and truth in the earth shall be dependent upon the efforts and offerings of those who partake of the heavenly gift. He might have made angels the ambassadors of His truth, but in His love and wisdom He called men to become co-laborers with Himself, by choosing them to do this work. In the days of Israel, the tithe and free will offerings were needed to maintain the divine service. Should the people of God give less in this age? The principle laid down by Christ is that our offerings to God should be in proportion to the light and privileges enjoyed. Unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. Freely ye have received, freely give. As we have before us the unparalleled sacrifice of the glorious Son of God, should not our gratitude find expression in more abundant gifts? The work of the gospel, as it widens, requires greater provision to sustain it than was called for anciently. This makes the law of tithes and offerings of even more urgent necessity now. If His people were liberally to sustain His cause by voluntary gifts, God would be honored and many more souls would be won to Christ. The plan of Moses to raise means for the building of the tabernacle was highly successful. He made no grand feast. He did not invite the people to scenes of gaiety, dancing, and amusement. Neither did he institute lotteries. The Lord directed Moses to accept gifts from everyone that gave willingly, from his heart. And the offerings came in so great abundance that Moses bade the people cease bringing, for they had supplied more than could be used. God has made men His stewards. Saith the Lord, them that honor me, I will honor. God loveth a cheerful giver, and when His people with grateful hearts bring their gifts and offerings to Him, not grudgingly, or of necessity, His blessing will attend them, as He has promised.